three very special guests in the studio with me today. Oh, do not be mistaken. This is The Kids Are Alright. I am Fionn Cottrell, and live in the studio with me today, I have...
My name is Jedi.
Hi, I'm Jamie.
Hi, I'm Stevie.
And they're going to help me run the show today, and it's going to be amazing. So guys, kick back, enjoy. We've got so much coming up on the show. Hi, this is Fionn from the Kids Are Alright show. Oh, I'm pumped with excitement. I'm fit to burst. Yes, it's Friday and you know I love to do this show, but it's even better when I have special guests. You heard them do their names just a little bit earlier. We've got Jedi, Stevie and Jamie, and I'm just going to get them to introduce themselves and tell you a little bit about them. Let's start here. Off you go.
We went to Mallorca.
You went to Mallorca. And what's your name? What's your name?
My name is Jedi.
How old are you, Jedi?
I'm 4 years old.
You're four. Okay. And who's next, please?
Hi, my name's Jamie and I'm 7 years old.
Really? And what have you been doing recently?
We went to Mallorca in Alcudia.
Ooh, it sounds lovely. And who's that on the end?
I'm Stevie and I'm 7 years old.
You're Stevie and you're seven. And Stevie, you've also been on an aeroplane recently. Where have you been?
To New Zealand.
Do you hear this, people? New Zealand. I got to Devon 2 weeks ago. I was happy to go. I haven't been on a plane for a while, but I'm going to be on one soon. I'm going to Budapest in 3 weeks. Woo! Do you know where that is?
Where?
It's in a place called Hungary. Hungry. Yes, indeedy. So we have got, this is what's going to be happening on the show today. So my very special guests are going to be helping me run the show. And guys, if you are out there thinking, I want to do that, well then just get in touch. You can email me at fayon@wandsworthradio.com, or you can send me a tweet at FayonTV. And all you have to say is, can we come on the show? And I'll say, yeah, come in. Please come in. So the guys are going to be helping me by introducing some of the songs. You're okay for that, yeah?
Yeah.
Yes. Just getting the okay. You're also going to be my Wandsworth All-Stars a little bit later and telling me about how brilliant you are. Is that okay?
Yeah!
Okay, so also we're going to be doing the Perfect Pets feature at 4:30, and Jedi and Jamie have pets and we're going to be talking about them in a bit, and then we're going to be talking about your mythical, magical pet, Stevie, which we'll make up as we go along. There is going to be a quiz. There is going to be a story time. There's plenty to be getting on with.
The next song is Stronger by Clean Bandit.
Coming up next on Wandsworth Radio is Hold My Hand.
Yes, indeedy, I am still here. No, they haven't got rid of me yet, but I have my wonderful guests, Stevie, Jamie and Jedi, helping me out on Wandsworth Radio. So guys, please stay tuned. They are just fantastic. It is coming up to 37 minutes past the hour. It is the Kids Are Alright show, and I'm Fionn Cottrell. It's brilliant to be here. Just wanted to let everybody out in Radio Land know all about you guys. So, Stevie, tell me a little bit about yourself.
I like spending my time reading.
Oh, really? You like to read? What is the last book that you read? Can you remember?
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Ah, what a great book. What a great book. And what about Jamie? Tell me a little bit about you.
I'm 7 years old. I really like doing circuits, acts.
Do you?
Yeah.
Do you know how to tumble?
Yeah.
Do you really? Wow. Bit of an elastic band, are you? You go ping, pong, ping, ping. You're pinging everywhere. Mm. How wonderful. And what else do you like to do?
I really like singing a lot.
You do. Since you got into the studio, there's been a lot of singing going on. Viewers. TV shows next, I promise you all. Listeners, I should say. If you've heard little voice in the background, it is you, isn't it?
Yes.
Actually, Jamie, you love to sing, don't you? Now, let's ask Jedi some questions. So Jedi's the smallest of the bunch, but I would say the most powerful in voice. How are you, Jedi?
I'm 4 years old and I'm nearly going to reception, and
And I really like superheroes.
Oh. So Jedi and Jamie, your brother and sister, yeah?
Yes.
All right then. And how long have you and Stevie been friends?
4 years now.
Is it 4 years?
Yeah.
Do you remember the first time you saw each other? Can you remember?
It had to be in ballet, definitely.
Oh, so you both do ballet?
Yes.
Oh, are you any good?
Yes.
They're looking at each other, they're looking at each other. I'm going to ask Jedi. Jedi, are the girls any good at ballet?
Yes.
Thank you. I wasn't sure we were going to get a response then. Okay then, so guys, so Jedi and Jamie, when we have the next couple of songs, we've got Holding On coming up, and this song playing at the moment is called Silence. So I'm going to be silent in a minute. We're going to let the song play. But then we want to talk about your perfect pets, because I put pictures of your perfect pets on my Twitter page. You can have a look at Fayon TV on Twitter, and you'll see the most gorgeous cats we have got. We've got the big ones called Otto.
Yeah.
Yeah. And their little baby one is called Yoda.
Yeah.
I wished you brought Yoda with you, actually. What is Yoda? 10 months old, something like that?
11.
11. Okay. So let's have a couple of songs and then we're going to talk all about your pets. And Stevie, I hope you're thinking of a magical pet as well.
Yeah.
Good, 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 good. All right then. So we're going to get back to the music. This is Silence Delirium. And then we have a little bit of Holding On by Disclosure. Oh, yes, they certainly are all right, aren't they? I'm hoping you're having a fantastic Friday and staying tuned to Wandsworth Radio. If you like what you hear, why don't you send us a tweet? We are on Twitter, Wandsworth Radio. Go and have a look at our website, actually, wandsworthradio.com, and you can see all the fantastic shows that happen here. On Facebook, just search for us on Wandsworth Radio as well. And under the Kids Are All Right show, you will see some information about the Perfect Pets. You sent me some gorgeous pictures, which I put onto my Facebook page. So let's now hear about the pets. So let's start off with Jamie and Jedi, because you have two cats, don't you? So Jedi, tell me about one of your cats, first of all.
Yoda.
Yoda. And how old is Yoda?
11 months.
11 months. How cute. I mean, I saw the picture and I thought he was very cute. Can you just show me with your hands, Jedi? How big is he, do you think? He's a kitten, isn't he? So, Jedi. As big as that? That's a monster cat. That's not a kitten. That's a monster cat. He's not that big. He's putting his arms out, like, way out to the sides. Is that as big as your kitten is? Now, okay, so you guys out there can't see us, obviously, but big sister Jamie has stepped in and done something a little bit smaller. Okay, so what does, Tammy, what does Yoda like to get up to then?
He eats our plants.
Eats your plants?
Yes.
Our plant is not here anymore.
Oh, gosh, let's have a moment silence for the plant. If you could all bow your heads for a second. They're bowing their heads. And we're back on. Okay. So tell me about your other cat, please.
Otto, he's just relaxed. He's just casual and everything.
Yeah, he's casual. And how old is he?
He's 9 years old.
Nine. Now, Otto, he can be a bit grumpy sometimes, can't he? What does he do?
He bites and scratches us a lot.
Oh, gosh, that's not a very nice pet. Why does he do that?
Because he gets just grumpy.
He just gets... It's like people. People get grumpy. We all have bad days, don't we?
Yeah.
I don't kick and scratch or bite. Well, not much. Okay, so now over to Stevie. So, Stevie, you don't have a pet, but you have a pet that you really adore, don't you? Tell us about that.
She's my auntie's pet and her name's Dolly, and she's quite a small dog, but she's very cheerful.
Oh, now that's more like it. Are you hearing this, Jedi and Jamie? She's cheerful. Okay, so she's a little tiny dog, and what do you like doing with the dog when you see her?
I like playing with her and I like encouraging her to do new things.
Oh, that's nice. What's the latest thing you've encouraged her to do?
walk around the garden all by herself.
Oh, I say, okay, that's great. So if you could have a magical, mystical pet, what would you have? Ah, oh, look at that now. Jamie's leaning forward with a big smile. What would you have?
I really, really want a unicorn.
Oh dear, that's a popular one. Dear Santa, I would like a unicorn. So you would like a unicorn. What colour would it be?
Turquoise and pink.
Turquoise and pink, that sounds great. Stevie, you had a little thing?
Yes, I'd like a pony.
Oh, I'd like a pony. Have you got a name if you had a pony?
Haven't thought about that.
Okay, have a little think. Right, Jedi Master, is there a mystical special pet? If you could have any pet in the world, what would you have?
Dragon.
Oh, I knew it. A dragon. Have you seen that film, How to Train Your Dragon?
Yeah. Yes.
Isn't it wonderful? Yeah. And do you know what you'd call your dragon?
No.
No, I call it Jedi after you, because powerful. Powerful. Do you know what? I've got to commend little Jedi here. He has just been so brilliantly composed. I mean, I know for a fact he's a fireball, isn't he, Mum?
Yes.
Yeah, he is a fireball, but he's been composed. And can I just say, super professional, Jedi, super professional. So it's been lovely to have you all here. So guys, we're going to play some more music. Would you like to introduce some more songs a little bit later?
Yes!
Okay. Yes, and after we've had a story, we've got a story coming up at 5 o'clock, and we have a session called Fables at 5, and we've got a story, and it's read by a lady called Annette, and she's a very glamorous grandma, and she lives in Streatham Vale, and the story's actually called I Love Grandma. Isn't that sweet? So that's coming up at 5 o'clock, so I'm going to give you guys a little rest, and you still okay to play the quiz?
Yes!
Okay then. Well, we'll definitely play the quiz. And let's get back to the music then, guys. We've got a little bit of Feel That Beat, Rhodes coming up, and then we have Fables at 5. So all of you guys out there waiting for a little bit of story time, it's coming up at 5 o'clock. Stay tuned to Wandsworth Radio.
I Love My Grandma by David Bedford. Little Hedgehog and Grandma Hedgehog loved to play hide and seek together. One day, when Grandma went to find Little Hedgehog hid. He put his paws over his mouth so that Grandma couldn't hear him giggling. "Where, oh where can Little Hedgehog be?" said Grandma. "I want to make a tasty picnic and I need help." Little Hedgehog giggled again. "Oh well," said Grandma, "I shall have to make the picnic myself." Little Hedgehog followed closely behind Grandma. "I wish Little Hedgehog were here to help me pick juicy blackberries," said Grandma. When she wasn't looking, Little Hedgehog picked the biggest blackberries he could reach and put them into Grandma's basket. "What a lot of berries!" said Grandma, surprised. "I already have enough for baking." "If only Little Hedgehog were here to help me," said Grandma. Little Hedgehog crouched down low so that Grandma couldn't see him. Little Hedgehog giggled again. Then he licked his lips as Grandma Hedgehog poured sweet, scrumptious honey into her mixing bowl. Honey is my treat for Little Hedgehog, said Grandma. Little Hedgehog crept out from his hiding place. He tried to make a sound as he tasted the honey for himself, but it was too tasty. Yum, whispered Little Hedgehog. Then he hurried back to his hiding place. Suddenly, aha, said Grandma. Someone has been tasting my honey, and they have left sticky footprints. Oh, no. Little Hedgehog didn't want to be found. Not yet. Grandma followed the teeny, tiny, sticky footprints across the kitchen. Someone has been playing hide and seek with me, she said, smiling. Then, I found you, Little Hedgehog, said Grandma. There were only more sticky footprints. Grandma followed the sticky footprints out of the kitchen and into the garden. The sticky footprints went round and round and stopped by the flower pots. I found you this time, Little Hedgehog, said Grandma. But Little Hedgehog wasn't behind the flower pots. He was inside one. Surprise! Said Little Hedgehog, giggling as he gave Grandma a big hug. Well done, Little Hedgehog, said Grandma. You are the best at hide and seek, and I hope you are hungry, because our picnic is ready. I am hungry, said Little Hedgehog. But when he looked around the garden, he couldn't see a picnic anywhere. Where is it? He asked. Grandma giggled. You have to find it, she said. Little Hedgehog searched around the garden and soon found honey cookies and fruit salad. Then Grandma brought out a giant blackberry and honey cake. Yum, said Little Hedgehog. It was the best he had ever tasted. I love Grandma's picnics, Little Hedgehog shouted happily. And I love my grandma.
Fantastic story from the very lovely Annette. She is all the way from Streatham Vale, and it's just so lovely to have her on the show reading I Love My Grandma. So, so gorgeous. So I have the kids with me. I have Jedi, I have Jamie, and I have Stevie, and they have agreed to do a quiz, and that is going to be coming up a little later. But I just wanted them to test their buzzers first, just to double check that they are working. So guys, if you could just one at a time, can I hear your buzzers please? And I will be revealing who is on those buzzers after the next couple of songs.
That was Alicia Dixon. Now it's I'm Loving It by Justin Timberlake.
Okay, you are tuned, very much tuned to Wandsworth Radio. I'm Fayon, of course, and this is The Kids Are All Right. So if you have not heard already, I have special guests in the studio, and it's always lovely when I have children come in, because they just bring so much love and light and energy, and you guys have been brilliant so far and so well behaved. So we are going to have a little incy-bincy quiz. It is just for fun. If you get it wrong, it's absolutely fine. But what we're going to do is we're going to try out the buzzers. Now, as you buzz, I want you to say your name so that the listeners know who is going to be buzzing. Now, there's going to be two parts of this quiz. So we're going to do the first part now. Actually, three parts of the quiz, excuse me. The first part's going to happen now before the adverts at 4:30. Just as a little warm-up. And then we will continue with the next two parts after the adverts. Is that all right, guys?
Yes!
Alrighty then. So, can we just try the buzzer? So, if you just make your buzzer make a sound and just say your name, please.
I'm Jedi. Jamie. Stevie.
Okay, smoke sees then. So, here we go on the Kids All Right quiz. So, here, guys, is your first question. Can anybody tell me what was the name of the boy that visits the chocolate factory? And, oh, who was that? Yes, please, Stevie.
Charlie.
It is indeed Charlie. So I'm going to mark you for 1 point. Excellent, excellent. All right, so we're up and we are running. So, can I ask the next question now, please? The first one has gone to Stevie. The next question, please, is what is the name of the fairy in Peter Pan? That was definitely Jamie.
Tinkerbell.
Yes, it is Tinkerbell. Well done, Jamie. Right then. Okay then, so that's a point for you. So I'm going to direct this question, this next question, I think, I'm going to let Jedi have a chance to answer. Jedi, do you know what the cowboy's name is in Toy Story?
Woody.
Oh, it is Woody! Oh, where's my applause? Oh, ho, ho, ho. Well done. So that is one each. Well done, guys. You're doing brilliant. Okay, so let's get back to the questions now. So can anybody tell me which Italian city is famous for its Leaning Tower? Yes, Jedi.
Pisa.
Oh, it's correct. Well done, Jedi. Well done. Jedi is in the lead. Well done. Okay, here comes our next question. There's whispering going on. No conferring, please. No conferring. Okay, are you ready for the next one? Let's see if you know this one, guys. What, or rather, which planet in our solar system is known for having a ring? That is Jamie.
Saturn.
Oh, it is Saturn. Well done. Well done. Well done. Oh, absolutely brilliant. Absolutely fantastic. Aren't these kids great? What's the name of the Australian stick or toy that is designed to come back when it's thrown? Okay, it is the... Oh, hang on, here we go.
Boomerang.
Boomerang! Yes, indeed. That is from Stevie. Well done, well done. Everybody has got 2 points. Guys, how are you feeling?
Good!
So do your best. It's general knowledge. So just see what you can do. In which street does the British Prime Minister live? Yes, Jedi. What do you think's the name of the street? Do you know what the number is on his door? Oh, that was Jamie, sorry. What's the number on his door?
10.
It is 10. All right, and just for you guys, so you know out there, it was Downing Street. That was quite a hard one, wasn't it? Okay then, you're doing absolutely brilliant. Name, or rather, name the most famous nurse of Victorian times who improved care for wounded soldiers. Who was that? Was that Jedi again? Yes, Jedi. What's her name?
Nightingale.
Well, excuse me. Right, I just have to say there, I just have to say, nobody helped Jedi with that one. So the knowledge that these children have, you see, you should never underestimate the knowledge of a child. I promise you, nobody helped him with that. He said Nightingale, and it was indeed Florence Nightingale. Congratulations. It's just too exciting. Yes, Stevie.
Jamie.
Yes, Jamie.
Oak.
Yes, it is an oak. And you get half a point. You get half a point because I did give you a clue. All right, then. Here's an easier one for you. Hands getting ready near the buzzer.
Yes.
What colour are Smurfs?
Blue.
Yes, they are blue. Congratulations. Well done. All right, then. Here we go with the next one, then. I'm going to ask you all to put your hands down. So it's a race to the buzzer, okay? Are you ready?
Yes!
Here we go. What sweet food made by bees? Who was that? Was that Jedi? Yes, Jedi.
Honey.
Yes! It's honey! Good for you, Jedi. Good for you. Absolutely fantastic. Okay, then. Here's the next question. Name the school that Harry Potter attended. You know this.
No.
I'm going to give you a clue. Jamie's hand's getting close to the buzzer. Stevie, I know you know this. I can't even give them the clue. It's half the name of an old store that used to get your pick and mix from. I can't even tell them that. I don't know what it's called. The mums are going, yeah, agreeing with me. You're not sure? Okay, another name for a pig is a... You're making the sound with your mouth there, Stevie. I thought you were about to say it. I'm going to have to let it go. Hogswarts.
Oh!
Jedi, oh! Okay, here we go then, guys. Last couple of questions coming up now. In the nursery rhyme, who sat on the wall? That was definitely Stevie.
Humpty Dumpty.
It is Humpty Dumpty. Well done, well done. And the last question, guys, I'm going to... What is the capital of England? That was Jedi. Yes, Jedi? Oh, he's going to let it go. Yes, it's Jamie.
United Kingdom.
Oh, it's not right. Stevie, what's the answer? What? Yes, please.
Great Britain.
Okay, it's not right. So I'm going to say the question again. What is the capital of England? Stevie? Yes.
London.
Yes, it is London. Yes, it is. I tell you what it is with that one. It sounded like a trick question, didn't it? It sounded like a trick question. But guess what, guys? I'm going to give you all a massive round of applause. Absolutely fantastic. We are still here on Wandsworth Radio. We are having an absolute ball. We really have. And it's been great to have the guys supporting me, I would say, supporting me. What a great quiz. Guys, did you enjoy the quiz?
Yeah!
Yeah, you're absolutely brilliant. So it's going to be time for us to say goodbye now.
Hi, Daddy!
Oh, so that's a big hi, Daddy, from Jamie and Jedi. Would you like to say hello or goodbye to anyone, Stevie? She's shaking her head. She's like, I am awesome and I am here. That's all anybody needs to know. You've all been fantastic. So you are also my very special guest with regards to being a Wandsworth All-Star.
Wandsworth
All-Stars!
I can do taekwondo.
Yeah.
I'm really good at hula hooping.
Ooh.
I'm really good at acting.
Fantastic. Stevie, Jamie and Jedi, and I must say in the background, Sharon and also Liz have been the mums who brought the kids in.
Sarah,
and they've just, who have I just said?
Sarah.
Okay, let's rewind. Look, nobody's listening. Look, I'm going to rewind. So it was really great to have Stevie, Jedi and Jamie, and also to have Sarah and Liz come in to support them. See, nobody even noticed. So thanks, mums. Can we give a round of applause for the mums, please? Absolutely brilliant. Mums, have you enjoyed the show?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, do you think the kids are gonna sleep well tonight?
No.
No. No. Okay, well they are welcome back on the show anytime at all. So bye, say goodbye.
Bye.
Bye, Daddy.